Tonight, TLC airs a documentary, Off the Res. It's a coming-of-age story, a drama about generations. Sports, sweat, winning, losing, sacrifice, triumph, and love. Boy, that's a lot in 86 minutes. Jonathan Hawke's film follows the rise of a high school basketball star named Shoni Schimmel. Her mother, Cecily Moses, is also her coach. But they move off the Umatilla Indian Reservation in eastern Oregon and go to Portland to maximize Shoni's chances of success at a new school. Now, at one point, her team, the Franklin High School Quakers, fall behind in the first half of a big game. Coach Moses tells the team, including her daughter, this.
You guys have to want this. You dig down deep and you go hard and you take it away from them. You take it away from all those people that don't want you to have it. Believe, you guys. Believe. One, two, three. Believe!
Shoni Schimmel has just finished her freshman year at the University of Louisville. Her mother, Cecily Moses, still coaches at Franklin. They both join us from Palatine Recordings in Portland, Oregon. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Cecily Moses, when did you first see your daughter Shoni pick up a basketball?
Well, she started playing basketball when she was about 4 years old. And that's when she had her first basketball tournament. And I kind of, that was the moment.
Basketball tournament when she's four?
Yes. Back on the reservation, they had an age bracket was 4 to 6. And
wow.
that year, Shoni went in there and we put her in her first tournament. And that's the first time I knew something, this girl was gifted, because they went in and they went to the championship and they stomped on Shoni. I mean, they didn't beat him bad, but they beat her. And for her, that was so devastating. And I'm not kidding you. Ever since then, I've seen that fire in that girl's eyes. And that girl played a phenomenal game, you know, only at 4 years old. And she lost, but I'm not kidding you. Ever since then, she's had that drive to just become better.
Shoni Schimmel, what do you love about basketball?
Just being able to be out there and playing basketball. I couldn't really describe it. Just having the ball in my hand, being able just to go out there and have fun, just play with my other teammates like Sam and whatnot. I just love playing basketball.
Why did you think it was necessary, Cecily Moses, for you and Shoni and her younger sister, also a great basketball player, Jude, to move off the res and go to Portland?
I personally felt like it was not just a move for just me to prove that I could coach, but it was also a move where I could teach not just my kids, but other Native Americans that are doing the right things to get where they want to get, mm-hmm. that, you know what, you can live your dreams and you can have dreams and you can pursue your dreams.
Shoni Schimmel, you are, well, you're becoming a very well-known athlete. Do you feel pressure to succeed, not just for you, but for your family, and if I might even put it this way, for your people?
I wouldn't say I feel the pressure. I know it's there, but I don't let it get to me. I mean, I'm just playing basketball and going to school like a normal kid, really. I mean, just all the other stuff comes with it. So just, I'm just trying to be a role model and do what I do best, really, is just play basketball and be a positive person out there, especially for the Native American people, just because not many Native Americans get the opportunity that I've been blessed with ever since I was a young kid, just because my parents helped me open the doors and I just had to basically get through them, really. And so, I mean, doing what I love doesn't really come with pressure, just going out there and playing basketball.
May I point out, most normal kids don't wind up on the freshman All-America team as you have. Do you even know, by the way, how many points you averaged every game?
This season?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Well, 16. You're great. And almost 6 assists per game. You're very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's it like to be coach and mother?
Being coach and mother, it's really fun. I always talk to my kids about everything practically in life. And when it came to coaching and being the parent, you know, I would just flip it and say, you know, here's the deal. This is a job. We're going to be professional. I'm the coach. You're the player. If you want to become unprofessional and turn into the son or the daughter role, then the mother comes out, and that's not pretty. So you choose.
Coach.
Yes. So I would basically put it in their hands, my kids' hands, to basically keep it professional.
You're sending two daughters back to Louisville come the fall. Jude is going to join Shoni.
Yes, she is.
Schimmel sisters might might leave quite an impact on women's college basketball before they're done.
That would be nice. I hope, you know, honestly, of course we don't think of it that way, but I hope not just, you know, for Shoni and Jute to experience that, but I hope they get that opportunity because I think it'll do a world of good to other Native Americans on the reservation.
Yeah. Shoni Schimmel, what's it like to have a sister on the team?
It's awesome. I mean, me and Jute have been playing together since her third grade year and my fifth grade year, so having that right-hand man always there for you, to always have your back, to always catch your passes, to always make that extra shot that you need and that you can't make, that she's there for. I mean, she's my right-hand man. She's my go-to person every time on the court. If I can't do something, I know she'll get it done, and I'll have her back just like she had mine.
Shoni Schimmel just finished her freshman year at University of Louisville. Her mother, Cecily Moses, the women's basketball coach at Franklin High School in Portland, Oregon. A film about their family, Off the Res, airs on TLC tonight. Thank you both very much for being with us.
And thank you for asking us to talk.
Thank you for having us.
And you can watch Shoni Schimmel in action. We got clips from that documentary on our website, npr.org.